How do you approach playing an 0-12 team? How's that factor?
Well, I think you'd be foolish to, only look at their record and not look at, some of the games that they've been competitive in, some of the games they've only lost by less than a score, and on top of that, the way in which they compete out there. So I think that's the thing that sticks out the most is that, if you disregard the record and you look at the actual film, they got some playmakers on their team. So, so we're approaching this, the way we would be any other week. I know probably, a lot's made about, getting a first win and, not wanting to be that team to, be on the losing side of it. But, for us, as of last week, we knew what we need to accomplish as far as these last five games and now four. So we got to get this win or else it looks bleak for us. So business as usual.
Clay, they got a new weapon or an old new weapon in Josh Gordon being back with them. What kind of challenge does he present to the defense?
Well, I mean, you could see right off the bat he was targeted, I think, 11 times last week. So, he's a big physical target who's fast, can make plays. Obviously, taking that much time off is, I'm sure there's an introductory period, but, he made some plays last week, and, I'm sure they're going to go to him this week. So, a guy like that, you got to make sure you're aware of him. And I know they got Buddy back off IR a couple weeks ago. So they got some new weapons that they didn't have early in the season. So it just required, the DBs to be that much more locked in, very similar to last week in which, they did a great job of taking away the two playmakers. So I don't anticipate it, the game plan changing much, much than it was last week.
How does having Kevin King move to the IR kind of change the dynamic of this defense moving forward?
I mean, it's unfortunate. Obviously, anytime somebody gets hurt, but, Kevin obviously was asked to do a lot, his first year here. And, like I said, unfortunate, but it just requires, guys to step up. And there's been some guys, like Hawkins and Whitehead who have kind of embraced that role of coming in off the bench when needed. And, we're going to ask them to do even more. Guys like, Demarius as well. So, I'm not sure who's going to be out there this weekend, who's going to be playing behind us. But, we've got – tall task, tall order to have at. So hopefully they're up for the challenge.
Nice is it to see Goodson get back to this point after what he's been through.
Yeah, and obviously seeing him inside, sometimes working with the rehab staff is even, harder, not only mentally and psychologically and all that goes into that, but, physically working with those guys than it is getting back on the field. So to see him out there getting some practice reps is, obviously great to see, especially with his infectious personality and, in fact, he's coming off a major injury, so it's always good to get guys back, especially when they've been out for so long.
How did Aaron look today?
As good as yesterday, maybe even better.
No, I mean, he's obviously on the scout team, right?
Yeah, we didn't have a great deal of scout reps. Tomorrow will be a better indicator about how many interceptions we get off him, if that's what you're asking.
Was it hard to try to not keep your eye out and look at him? I mean, you guys are really close. Is it trying not to keep an eye on him and see how he's going?
No. God, I'm choking over here. No, I mean, it's, like I said last week or something like that, and I think guys have just seen him, throwing the ball in general. So I think, we know when he comes back and we know what he brings to the table, but in the meantime, there's no point of kind of getting too excited over, his hopeful return simply because, Brett's our guy and we got, these four more games and, I assume one more game with, Brett at the helm. So, we got to get this win first, but, hopefully that's the plan moving forward.
How's this line look without Joe Thomas? I think just today a lot of Browns have been here. But.
Yeah, I mean, I think they're towards the back of the NFL as far as maybe turnovers given and sacks taken or something like that. So we should have some opportunities. Obviously, anytime you lose an all-pro like, Joe, especially at that left tackle premier position, there's going to be some fall off. But, hopefully we can continue on what we were able to do last week and, creating some havoc in the backfield and continue that this week. Because, like I had mentioned with the receivers coming back, it's going to be even more important to kind of get Kizer off the spot and make him uncomfortable, especially being a young quarterback. But, he makes plays with his legs as well. So, to answer your question, obviously, we'll be expected to get back there and get pressure.
Clay, you guys have had more sacks in the last 4 weeks than you did in the first eight. What's working well right now for that group?
I don't know. Couldn't tell you. Interesting stat. But, you know, I don't know, to answer your question. I really don't.
Non-football question, Clay. Can you talk about your cleats? I'm going to be meeting with Devin Strong tomorrow. And what was the cause behind? Why that cause, muscular dystrophy?
Yeah, so, you know, I teamed up with Kier Duchene in 2010, you know, just by chance. I didn't have a family member or a friend who had suffered from the disease. And, you know, I thought I'd just lend a voice, you know, somebody to kind of spread awareness. But it wasn't until, you know, after the season when I got involved with some of their, you know, charity events and their dinners that, you know, I got to see some of these boys and how they, you know, truly were afflicted by this disease as well as their parents. And especially being a parent now and having two kids of my own, to, you know, it's really difficult. But the more I've been involved, you know, for over these, you know, several years, the more I've become passionate about it. So a great opportunity to bring awareness to a cause that I'm, you know, passionate about, and also get these boys involved as well, because, you know, I had those kids design cleats that they'd, you know, like to see me wear. And Devin actually got to come to the game and see his cleats up on the Jumbotron. Unfortunately, we got the win and, you know, a couple sacks along the way. So I think those shoes brought me a little bit of luck. It's too bad we can't do it every week. But, you know, that's a cause I'm passionate about. And, you know, fortunately, I think those shoes were a hit, especially for the kids.